Okay, good morning. This is Sister Monty praying. Sister's listening to us, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sister that's listening that she just has just the revelation of the Spirit and starts to see things in an eternal perspective and really has a humble heart. Just seeing who she is in truth and honesty and just areas where she needs to change. Ask all these prayers, evil eyes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just finishing up about yesterday with the rich man and Lazarus. Once again, talking about all these different scenarios where the Bible talks about hell so you can understand judgment, okay? And how what it means to be saved by grace, okay? And when a person falls outside of the Word of God, okay? Because I have seen this where people really think that they are, and I'm going to talk more about this later on, but they really think they're doing good and they're not, okay? They're not doing well, okay? For example, with giving, okay? I've seen this pretty often, okay, with Christians in the United States. It's actually really common, okay? Where they give in a way that they are comfortable with and then they feel like they are good, okay, and they're doing well. But it's just works. It's not like the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, they're not giving, okay, in a way where there is that death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, okay, where it's hard for them, okay, and they have to turn to God and his power to obey him. That's real fruit, okay, and I'm telling you this because in the days ahead, you're going to see people cast out and losing everything, okay. It's going to happen. I've seen it happen already, okay? Where they just lose everything, okay? And God is doing this, and it's going to sound strange, okay, if you don't understand hell and these scriptures. They're very real. They're very real, okay? And they're going to be fulfilled. And you have to understand, people lie to themselves. And they think they're doing well and they're not. But God knows the truth and he tries their hearts. Okay? And he sees it's just the works of man and it's not pleasing to him in his sight. He does not see his son. And the only way to eternal life is through Christ Jesus. That's it. And I'm saying this because you're going to see people and they're going to go through stuff. And if you don't understand that, it's going to look strange. It's going to look strange. But if you understand God's word and eternal life and eternal damnation, okay, and how people deceive themselves, you'll understand that God is doing things like this so that his people do not fall into that category, okay, so that they do have real fruit, that they really did give according to the Spirit, okay. So I'm going to leave that there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask just for any sister starting her day that she just has a glorious day for you and also just starts to really, again, just seeks after you. Father, just really, your church just really starts to seek after you and to have an ear to hear those different areas where you're dealing with them ahead of time and that they listen. And they also start to really understand who you are and cast down anything that's of their imagination and not real. And starts to seek after you, you know, the real you, okay, the God of the Bible. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen.